Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The great Eric Metcalf with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Again, host of the Dog Check on the Believe Podcast Network. Eric, how are you, man? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing well, and thanks for having me.
It's good to have you with us. Eric, so let's start with Odell, because it seemed like he was trending towards playing week one. He's a game-time decision. He doesn't play. Now Kevin Stefanski, kind of out of character, already writes him off for week two. Do you think Odell's maybe had a setback, or is it just taking a little longer to come back from a serious injury than maybe they initially thought?
I think it's taken a lot longer than they initially thought. And the reason I say this is because I'm real close to this right now, because my son is going through the same thing with a torn ACL. And so he hasn't been activated as fast as he thought he was going to be. So I think it's just a matter of the process, because, you know, when you think about it, for Odell, it hasn't been a full year for right. the surgery. And so It takes time and to get out there and to be comfortable and to run around and cut. It's hard. And so, you know, I know when you have a superstar caliber guy like himself, if he doesn't feel comfortable or feel like himself, he's probably going to lean towards not playing as well.
You know, today Jarvis talked about this, Eric, in terms of Odell playing, and he mentions, you know, that's between coach and Odell's camp and the training staff and things like that. You think there's a possibility that maybe Odell, you know, with the fact that, you know, a lot of players get their second opinion and have their own doctors work on stuff, you think there's a chance maybe that there are people behind the scenes that are making this call as well? That's what I'm asking.
Well, I can't speak for that. You know, I mean, I know that when you're a player and you have an injury like this or a setback or what have you, you don't want to go into it unless you're 100%.
Right.
And so for me, that would be my first thought, that maybe he's not 100% and he doesn't want to go out there if he can't be the best OBJ that he can be, because then he's just out there as another guy. And so when you're special talent, you want to show everyone that you're a special talent, especially when you haven't played in a couple years.
Fair enough.
Eric, you know as well as anybody that it's been a long time since the Browns have had a good quarterback. Are you completely convinced? Are you all in on Baker Mayfield?
You know, for the first couple of years, I was going back and forth. You know, I think Baker is right for Cleveland. I think he's right for the team that we have right now. But, and I probably wouldn't have said that before Stefanski came. Right. Stefanski has come and he's put him in the right positions. He's made him the player that we hope that he can be. And so that's because of his offense, you know, run heavy offense, play action. And then at sometimes, you know, on third down or whatever, you have to make throws that aren't all play action. You got to drop back. And I think the way the system is built, the way Baker plays and with his abilities, he's able to direct this system, and then look good at it. And so I like the fact that he's in this position. I think that he could take this team a long way.
You know, when you look back at the game on Sunday, Eric, against Kansas City, What were your thoughts immediately after the game about how good this team can be?
You know, my thoughts were, I thought they were going to win the game. Like, I'm sure we all did, right?
Right.
I thought they were going to win the game even before the game started. I thought we could beat them. And we still can. I believe we can. We just didn't finish the game. So after the game, I thought, no, I'm not a moral victory guy because, once again, 17 moral victories don't get you to the playoffs. I'm one of those guys who feel like they obviously had opportunities to win that game and just didn't finish. Now, if they apply what they learn from this game to each and every week after that, this team can be in the hunt for something big. And so that was my take on it. You played the best team in the AFC, and you played them tough. Actually, your last two games, you played them tough. And put yourself in position to win, just didn't finish. So now build off that, get better each and every day, each week, and then see what happens at the end.
Eric, let's talk running back. Something you know very well, a lot about here, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt. Have you ever seen a better duo than this?
No, and I'm sure my buddies in Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack would argue with me. but no, these guys they're doing great. They work well together. Once again, Stefanski puts these guys in a position where they can both succeed in different ways. And I like the fact that Nick can play, and we know Nick is the guy. And he starts out and he's running the ball and he can play, and then Kareem can come spell him and Nick can come back and be 100%. You know, and that's what I like, because they're both getting their opportunities. They're both putting in situations to be successful, and it's working for the team. And so that's So, once again, yeah, they're the best duo, and I don't want to hear it from my friends later.
Eric, you had some speed back in the day, brother. And you think about that speed that Anthony Schwartz has on the outside. How impressed were you with his performance on Sunday?
See, I'm not surprised. See, I tell people that I'm not surprised that when they first drafted him, I told everyone he is going to be the steal. It's kind of personal, because when he was in high school and on the U.S. junior national track and field team, I was the sprint coach on the team that he was on.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I got to know him back then. Yes, and so when he got drafted to Cleveland, I was telling Bernie Kosar and those guys, he's going to be a steal. He's going to make plays. I know we haven't seen the best of him yet, because once he gets in the slot and he's running fly sweeps and he can pretty much do the same things that Tyreek Hill does in Kansas City, and that's, it's going to open it up so much for Jarvis and Odell when he comes back to catch balls under the safeties, because I dare the safety to step up to stop the underneath ball, because he'll run right by him.
We're talking with former All-Pro running back from the Browns, of course, and host of the new Dog Check podcast, Believe Podcast Network, Eric Metcalf. Eric, the last time the Browns won their division was your rookie season. It's been that long, 1989, and so we're talking over 30 years since the Browns have won their division. They won a playoff game for the first time in forever last year. How big would it be if they could win the division? Is it just make the playoffs, or does it matter even more to win the division?
For me, I think it's win everything. I mean, because you tackled just making the playoffs last year, and I mean, and you can actually go to the Super Bowl without winning your division. But I think it's just win as much as you can and just build the confidence within the organization and within the players and within the fan base that you have something big and you have something that's established. So I think the goal should be to try to win everything and see what happens, because I like what we're doing. I actually picked us to be 11-5 last year. I've stepped out on a limb this year and said 13-4.
Ooh.
And so, because I think this team, well, on paper for sure, I think that this team is better than the team that we had last year. And I think after a year of playing in Stefanski's system, and then this year getting a full training camp, I think once we finally get into the meat of the season, this team will get better than they were. And so I'm looking for big things. That's why I said 13-4.
Eric, what do you think of the job that Kevin Stefanski's done so far?
I think he's done a great job. I mean, what more can you ask for? I mean, he comes in, and of course he has players, but you have to mold those players together. You have to get players to buy into your system. And I think offensively, Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Bear, they put a team together that is a team, not just a bunch of individuals running around. So everybody plays off of each other and plays with each other. So it was masterful. I think the game that he called the other day and the game plan, I think it was just absolutely fantastic because everything that they did was working. And once again, put them in the chance, gave them the opportunity to win the game, just didn't finish. And so I'm looking forward to them growing together and seeing what can happen when they get all the pieces out there.
I'm saying they're going to kick the Texans' ass this week and win big, Eric. Are you buying that?
You know, I want to say they're going to win big, but the one thing that keeps me from saying that is I feel like this is going to be the game where the running backs go off and they just run the ball down Tennessee's throat, and so it's going to kill a lot of clock. You know, if it were a different situation like last week, I would say we're gonna blow their ass out, but I don't think we'll throw the ball as much. You know, I don't think we'll have to throw it more than 25 times.
What do you think about how the game is played now? You know, it's so much easier for quarterbacks because they can't really take any big hits like they used to. There's no clotheslining. There's no hitting in the head. I mean, would you have liked to play? I mean, I know it's even bigger for the quarterbacks than running backs, but like, how about playing in this era versus when you played?
Oh, I would love to play in this era when you couldn't get hit. I didn't want to get hit ever, and so now that I can play in a league where everyone plays in a more spread out offense, they can't hit you like they did back in the day. I would love to play in this day and time because I think my skill set would work well.
It definitely would because you were kind of before your time there, but your ability to catch passes as a running back. I mean, yeah, there were like there's more. I feel like almost every running back now catches passes. When you were playing, it wasn't, you know, that wasn't the case. But you were kind of ahead of your time a little bit.
Just a little bit. I mean, yeah. You know, and then so that's why I say I think I would have a Christian McCaffrey contract if I played today.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
Because you know, if guys like Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara, the Dalvin Cooks, those guys are good for this game because they don't have to come out now. They're not considered a third down back or what have you, like I would have been. Like back in the day when I was considered third down back. These guys, because of the way the game is played, can play first through third down because you never know what's going to happen. You have everybody spread out all the field. It's not smash mouth football up between the tackles. A lot of read options and everything. So it just suits their ability.
Eric, everybody check out the Dog Check podcast, the Believe Podcast Network, the first episode. When does the next episode come out, Eric?
I'm sure. I think we're filming. I think we're going to record one tomorrow to preview the Texans game. And if we don't do that, it'll be Tuesday as well.
All right. Well, good luck. We appreciate you taking the time, Eric. Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Eric Metcalf.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.